We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
We've gone through 18 hearings. We've answered 1,000 questions. We have met the concerns about modernizing our nuclear stockpile with concrete budget numbers. It's time for us to go ahead and get it done.
A frustrated President Obama speaking about the New START treaty at today's NATO summit in Lisbon. The nuclear treaty with Russia is currently stalled by Republicans in the Senate. James Fallows is national correspondent with The Atlantic. He joins us here most Saturdays. And Jim, just back from Australia. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Guy. Nice to talk to you again.
Jumping off that clip of the president, Jim, and thinking about this first week of the lame duck session in Congress, you know, where almost nothing of substance was accomplished, I'm wondering what you make of it. I mean, is it, in a sense, a strategy by the Republicans to sort of underline their view that President Obama has become weakened both domestically and internationally?
I think it is that. And I think there's a spectrum of opposition that's worth bearing in mind as we see the news unfold over the next couple of months and the next 2 years. You know, naturally, an opposition party is often in business to oppose an incumbent administration's policies. And of course, after a midterm election where the results change, it's always the case in these lame duck sessions that there's some forward projection of the results that have just occurred. But I think what's interesting here, or perhaps more worrisome than interesting, is a number of measures that the Republican opposition would otherwise support. It's now seeming to oppose mainly for the point of stymieing the administration. I think this the Russian so-called New START treaty is probably first in that list, where most of the retired and incumbent military leadership is in favor of this, and many Republicans have been too. And so in the interest of stopping the administration, a number of Republicans seem willing to stop something that in other circumstances, and certainly including a Republican administration, they would support.
As you remember, a few weeks ago, right before the midterm elections, the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, said that it was his goal to make President Obama a one-term president. That was his political priority. Do you think what we saw this past week in Congress foreshadows where we're headed when the new Congress arrives in January?
I think that's very likely the case. And again, it's a question of degree. Senator McConnell may have erred from his predecessors mainly in being more blunt, because often opposition leaders, you know, were trying to get a newly elected president from being elected again. But 2 years is a long time in the business of this nation. There are lots of things the country has to do in economic matters and security matters, you know, you name it. And if it seems to be the case that for the next 2 years in American government become mainly a way of positioning the two sides for the next presidential election, that is not really very good for the country. And also structurally, it means that more and more the administration will try to do the things that are strictly within executive purview and don't require legislation. That's not really a recipe for good government, but I think that's what we can expect.
Now, obviously, a lot of comparisons being made to 1994, the Republican Revolution, and then, of course, the Gingrich-led Congress and the government shutdowns. Is that where we're headed?
You know, I've been trying to think of the closest parallels to the situation we're in now, and I sort of resist the 94 Gingrich revolution just because it's almost too obvious. You have a newly elected, relatively popular Democratic president who then loses the House 2 years later, et cetera, et cetera. And there was the famous showdown between Speaker Gingrich in the House of Representatives and President Clinton in the White House about funding for the federal government as a whole. And this led to basically a freezing stalemate, which it was seen both politically and on substance the Democratic administration finally won. So I think that the Gingrich confrontation with Clinton was a novelty in modern politics, which we may see a repeat of now.
A novelty, you say, but maybe actually the template.
Yes, indeed. And so this is one more reason to watch with interest and I won't say apprehension, but with heightened interest, the political and substance news in the next few months.
That's James Fallows. He's national correspondent with The Atlantic, and he joins us here most Saturdays. You can read his blog at jamesfallows.theatlantic.com. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Guy.